back in the high life again. We should always have that song playing as we talk.
And, like, we should be have to be yelling over it.
Yeah, and it's just repeating, you know, like 10, mm-hmm.
It loops. Each time it loops, it overlaps on a delay, like a round robin kind of thing.
Right.
Getting louder and louder, and so we have to get louder, to hear each other. Until the end, we're screaming.
We're just screaming. We're just screaming it. You can hear us. Our voices are straining. And it's back in the high life again. Just so loud.
Just the digital distortion.
It's like you can tell it's like a mic against a speaker that's being turned up, like and starting to distort.
Distorting, clipping. It's just a Marshall amp in the corner.
Back in the high. What do you think that guy's doing right now? He's going to be one of the pallbearers at Kissinger's funeral.
Yeah, that would be nice. How do you get that gig?
I don't know.
Who do I? Yeah, whose dick do I got to suck?
They do it by lottery.
It's a lottery, a national lottery. You get it's like becoming a juror. You just get the letter.
Yeah, you just get the letter. Kissinger's funeral. Be there, or you'll get fined. Pay $25 and lunch.
Yeah. We'll send you into the gulag. That'd be cool. I'd love to carry,
Biden's gulag.
Oh, yeah. You think Biden doesn't have a gulag? You think he's not?
He could care less. He smells that oil. We got to a ceasefire. Got excess with the oil situation is in the Middle East.
Speaking of oil, we in the Bay Area, we have these refineries. They're like in the North Bay, and they're like right on the water, and they're just these huge cylinders, like beige cylinders, and they're like dotting the hillside. They're very weird, like kind of sci-fi looking. And apparently on Monday, one of them caught on fire. Wow. They call it like flame. They have a name for it. But anyway, it was happening. So it was like on fire. And we didn't know this at the time, but we were like outside and we saw these black helicopters flying in the air. And then we saw a fighter jet, like a military, like a Top Gun style.
Right. Tom Cruise was in there.
Tom Cruise was in the jet flying.
Goose was in Goose there.
Ice Boy was in there.
Goose dies. he dies in front of you.
But we saw this weird shit going on, like black helicopters in pairs flying. Yeah. And then we read that this refinery was on fire, and I was like, is that connected? And they're like, oh, it's because we lost power. And, of course I'm like, well, it's probably terrorist attack.
Right.
They're trying to cut off the oil supply.
Hamas wants their oil back.
It must be Hamas.
They're too strong for the police force when Hamas comes and takes control of the San Francisco oil fields. It starts small, but then it builds. And Hamas then they start reproducing with our women and stuff.
Mm-hmm. They create half Hamases. Armies.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful families, though. But so you thought it was like something was going on, but it was just this.
Well, I thought it was weird, and then I was looking at the news today, and a different refinery in another part of the bay was doing the same thing. So first, you hear it here first news, like the news is out. Something weird shit's going on. Yeah, they're cutting off our supplies.
They want
start stockpiling.
Biden's worried. He's like, I want that oil. There's a lot of oil in those tanks. Biden was on a yacht. He was going by and he was like, what are those things over there? And they're like, oh, there's oil in there. He's like, I want that oil.
Gimme. He's like, well, it's already ours. It's Chevron.
F-15. We'll send an F-15 and two Black Hawk helicopters out immediately, sir, and set it on fire. Thing on fire, goddammit.
Fire.
Hey, Jack, set that on fire. That's all he says.
Hey, Fat, set it on fire. And they did.
Just the F-15 shot it.
Yep, shot a missile.
Tom Cruise, I just saw the Tom Cruise movie. I loved it, the new Top Gun Maverick. I was surprised, but what do you think he's gonna be? What's gonna happen when he gets too old to do like Mission Impossible 47 or whatever?
Yeah,
he's like he's gonna be dead in the grave, and he's gonna be like it's gonna be a horror. He's gonna be haunting people.
He's gonna kill himself doing a movie, and then I don't want to watch it.
Today I was like, oh, he's gonna kill himself. You're gonna watch the scene, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll still put the movie out, and it'll just end at that moment when he dies.
It's like 22 minutes.
22 minutes. The plot just unresolved. You're like, fuck, I guess. All
right, now you got to find where Jack is, because he's the one, okay, I'll jump over this building. Oh, they're coming. They'll jump over there. Gosh! And then it just pans down.
Doing this insane jump. You're like, oh my God, he's going to make it. He's nowhere even close. He just falls. Boom.
And then just, yeah, just stays there as he's just on the ground, laying motionless. And then twitching. Just Mission Impossible, 12 ending.
Yeah. That's how you should go.
It's true.
The last Mission Impossible is good. I liked it. It was about the AI. Yeah.
I watched one of them recently, and I turned it on, and about 10 minutes before it was done, I was like, I know how this ends. I don't need to. And I just... he gets away, because it was like Mission Impossible from like 2013. I'm gonna guess there's 13 or 10 since then.
Yeah, he survives. He saves the day. Basically,
get the emeralds, and when I die, he says at the end of everyone, when I die, I'm gonna haunt you in your dreams. When I die, I promise I'll haunt you. And you know what I would do? I would Bobby Brown.
Yep. You would do it. Pull a Bobby Brown on Tom Cruise's spectral form.
Yeah, like when he dies, I'll go to his funeral and I'll lay my hands on him.
Find his ghost.
Yeah, and moan. Find his ghost and moan. Right in front of his family.
I will find his ghost and present my body to him. Right. And, in a way that, I don't know if you can talk to a ghost, but you can communicate with your body.
With your body.
Communicate to him that, yes, I'm ready to receive him, sexually.
I'll put my hands on him, and I would ask where David Miscavige's wife was. It's like in one of I'm sure Tom gets like owned by Tom Cruise. David Miscavige's wife was found emaciated, blind. Hasn't seen the daylight for like it's been a year, 10 years.
Yeah, she's turned into a mole man.
Yeah,
down there, in one of his mansions.
In one of his mansions, he had no idea. Miscavige is like probably, I think he kind of like. Was taking control of his life to a certain extent.
Yeah, well, I
ride motorcycles together.
Read something like he was actually trying to distance himself because he's gonna like lose custody from his weird child that he had with
David Miscavige.
No, Tommy.
No.
Yeah, Tom. They breed. The Scientology has figured out a way.
I would love to have a baby with breed. You, man. What? Like you and I could do it. It's like, what if I was just like, hey, Nicole,
hey, man,
Marius and I want to have a baby together, and you and I adopt a baby.
Yeah, why not?
You know, what's
we could?
Why not?
We could trade them back and forth.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, this is, but I like. I want you to understand. You are. I'm really, we're your father.
We are your father, okay?
It's as simple as that.
Simple as that.
It's, yeah, I think the laws aren't that relaxed here. You could just do that.
Could you go to like Guam and do it?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's like a real, backwater country where...
Yeah, I was thinking about like where you could do it where people don't care about anybody, like Palestine, but then people don't want brown babies. They want to bring those type of babies back.
Yeah,
I think here people don't like that.
Go to Barbados. Maybe they'll let us do it there.
Yeah, like when they're having a really like when their turmoil is really getting to like a heightened state. That then you could go in there and
you go in there. See, we're just a couple guys.
Like a
we're gonna adopt a child. Yeah,
you gotta hire. You gotta hire like a Blackwater to go in there with you, and you're like rooting around and. You've got these like,
private security.
Boys.
Yeah, I would love to get to a place in my life where I could afford to have a big beefy boy, protect me.
Right.
I don't know.
Going
not
to
yet.
Dominican
I'm not
Republic,
there yet.
Doing some dirty dealings. Trying
exactly.
Get in on that. Get in all that insurance money or the the UNICEF money.
Uh huh.
How do we get in? Seems like there's zero.
Yeah, there's no oversight.
There's no oversight, and there's no, nothing happens.
Repercussions.
No repercussions. Yeah. You just do what you want.
Yep. How do we get it?
We could just start
a charity. a nonprofit. Well, all these nonprofits are scams, you know, like they're the Clinton scams. Foundation, whatever. They're like, everyone's got like $1 million salaries.
It's and like, I just work like, for a nonprofit. You're just a telemarketer. You're just like anybody else.
Yeah. I want to get in on it. We can start UNICEF too.
Do it. Something UNICEF. Like we'll give. You know what we'll do? I want to do like when we were kids, we should bring this back. We got to send, we'll give those little boxes. They're like little animal cracker boxes and you're supposed to go door to door and like get your kids to do it. Get like under six, like 5 year olds going, "Hey mister, will you throw some pennies in here?" And then we fill the truck up and we say, "This is going to these starving children in Guam."
Yeah. I did do that like through my school.
I did it too. Yeah. Begging. I went door to door in my apartment. I was
just like, begging.
Put the money in.
And I stole it and bought candy. Candy bars.
They just, this like charity.
But yeah, where did that money go?
Free child labor.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's good. It's for the little children. And they show you a little picture of like, oh, this boy's not going to have diarrhea anymore because of the $1.30 that you collected. Right. Yeah, right. I just threw that at some guy's six-figure salary.
The kid works for free.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Right, I'm in. So how do we do it?
I don't know. Well, yeah, you say we're going to talk to schools.
We say, we've got this great idea.
You like UNICEF. This is the sequel. It's even better. UNICEF
2. Oh, like T-O-O.
T-O-O.
T-O. UNICEF 2. T-O. Huh?
What?
We just do it. We'll just drop off up of those boxes, all the schools, and then phone and say, "Look, get those kids, building those boxes, knocking on doors. I want to see the money. I want to see the money soon." Basically threaten them.
Yeah, it'll be like kind of intimidating, like hinting at some dark outcome.
Right.
If it doesn't, if they don't come through. Not a direct threat, but, you could read between the lines kind of thing.
Yeah, you just say things like, I would hate to see your school caught on fire.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful school. I wouldn't like for the sewage line to break and the entire school gets filled with turd water, I wouldn't like that.
It would be horrible if somebody threw cholera blankets into the gym.
Yeah.
Can you get cholera blankets anymore? Is that something you could
on the dark web maybe?
Yeah.
Go to the Tor browser.
Get some heroin and some Silk Road. Some anthrax.
Yeah. Some cholera. Some
anthrax. What I would get if I got anthrax, I would get what's the name of that album that anthrax? I had it. I owned it.
Anthrax so
corny
album.
And I would sing it. I remember thinking this is corny, but I'd just,
for some reason, my older brother had the Anthrax album of their B-sides album, and it was called like Attack of the Killer Bees.
Yeah.
And it had like a drawing of like these like robo bees. Yeah, like
it was the covers people. One. They're all covers, right?
No. I think it was just like the their single, like B-sides, like singles. I don't know. But
they got real like rap rocky there.
Oh, good for them. Yeah. That's a cool kind of music when you're like, it's like, oh, it's metal, but that's also like rap guys doing stuff. You combine it.
Right. And the lyrics are all quoting. I mean, all the lyrics are quoting like
the Quran.
Early philosophy, like Nietzsche and, this kind of thing. I just remember they had a song that they would say, they'd say the word not, and they thought that was really funny.
They'd be like, yeah, I like you tell. Not.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, but rap, sort of. It was like, but it was so bad. I was like, even when I was like young, I was like, this is not good.
I don't like this. I see through this.
But then that guy went into Rage Against the Machine. God bless you.
Yep, he raged against the machine and
did it.
He did it. Saved the world.
They were sort of like the Red Hot Chili Peppers of metal.
Right.
Slip, slam, slam, dibba, dibba, dam, down, down. That kind of thing.
That's cool. That's a cool kind of music.
It is cool. They're all dead. Every single one of those guys.
Every
single one of them died.
Just
sad from sadness. How did he die? Sadness.
In their basement, their windowless basement.
He died from fear.
Yeah. That's yep. how I want to go.
Anthrax. Signed a bad deal. How do I sign one of those deals with the devil? You know, you see that's like Tom Cruise. Clearly, he has some deal.
Something.
With
some
with,
dark
with entity.
Yeah, this is not natural. Something strange is going on that defies logic, but it's working for him. So,
your soul will be double swallowed when your time comes, but you will possess powers on this earth. You know, will know the whereabouts of David Miscavige's wife, Barbara Miscavige, the most beautiful name. anyone could ever have. Barbara.
It is weird that she's still just gone. No one even mentions it. We're the only ones that talk about it anymore.
David Miscavige wife.
Wife.
Let's see. Shelley. Where is she? I'm asking you. Whereabouts?
Okay, ooh, People Magazine wrote an article in July.
Oh, well, that's it. Nobody cares. They just let it happen. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
God.
They know where she is. They said, we know where she is. And they said it, you know, I'm sure they said it very mischievously.
The winking.
Well, I guess you make your bed, you lie in it, I suppose.
That's true. So that's a good point. She signed up, you know, to ride the Miscavige train.
She's riding it.
And that ticket has been you know, cash.
She what she was getting into. Imagine being like, I want to be with this maniac.
This, you know, I like, what I mean? I like this, what this guy's up
fucking
to.
Freak.
Like the cut of this guy's jib.
He has psychotic ideas. I'm going to marry him. He will. There's no way he'll put me in a basement.
If I know one thing about David Miscavige, it's that he's not going to trap me in a basement for two decades.
Go ahead. If I gotta put you down there when I hang out with Tom, we're gonna ride motorcycles together. I just remember reading that book and they talk about that, like, for a minute they talk about the, like, them ride motorcycles and being,
yeah, was that the going clear,
yeah,
that one,
yeah, Going Clear.
And I was like, oh man, I want to ride motorcycles. That sounds cool.
David Miscavige to the desert. Like that one scene in Top Gun Maverick where he's like, just for no reason, they just all of a sudden, just boom, here's this scene you're watching. And it's Tom Cruise riding a motorcycle next to a fighter jet.
Yeah.
Taking off. And he's like, and it's from above. And he's like going, yeah. And he's going, oh yeah. Like his mouth open and doing fist pumps. Like,
yeah, I was
what?
Fist pumping in the theater along with him.
I just laughed out loud on the plane.
It was awesome. But then they're doing like volleyball or touch football on the beach and all shirtless.
Right, but I do like that they did a little homage to the first one when he goes into the women's bathroom and he starts singing at a woman in there. And I thought that was a beautiful touch. You've lost that love. Imagine if you just went into some bathroom at some lady. You've lost that love and feeling.
Yeah.
Well, oh God, I'm scared. I'm scared for my life.
Different times, I guess.
Yeah, but he can do it.
I bet I could get away with it.
You totally could.
I've got the charisma.
I would be behind you, silent, also staring at the woman, like washing her. I imagine she's washing her hands.
Yeah, just trying to ignore both of us.
Lost that love and feeling. We both have, but instead of Navy uniforms, we have prison work wear. That would be more suiting, I think.
Yeah, that's more. Well, my brother was just saying that you can join the military in your 40s now. They let you. Really? So this could be. I don't think I've aged out of it yet.
I just have to break the news to my family that I'm leaving. I'm going to
boot camp.
Yeah, I'm going to boot camp.
I'm gonna just.
They're sending me
with a bunch of 18-year-olds.
No, there's no boot camp anymore. They just send us straight to wherever.
Yeah, they just give you a gun. You watch a YouTube video. It's like a tutorial on how to, you know, whatever. Elon Musk backpack.
Elon Musk will implant my brain with a warrior's. Imagine what the future is going to be like. Elon Musk will put an implant. You'll have be a warrior in two seconds. That's what people think. You know, it's this kind of stuff. I'll be like a cop. I could be as good as a cop.
What if I could just get a chip that made me a cop? That'd be awesome.
Cop. I have the cop's mind. You know? Wow. Back in the day, you'd be like, wow, he's a cop? What a cool job. So, yep. Oh, yeah. You know, you're harassing people down here, you know, whatever, getting paid off by these people and Chicago cops.
Yeah. There was just like this crazy like economic forum that happened in San Francisco called APEC. And it was like the president of China was here, and they fenced off like a huge chunk of downtown of the city. It was crazy. And there was just like helicopters flying in the air, and it was Secret Service guys walking around, but they looked like SWAT team. But they like on the chest, it said Secret Service really big, but that they were wearing, you know, bulletproof vests with all the like pockets and stuff, and like had guns, and they were just roaming everywhere. But then, of course, like you look on Twitter and there's like tech guys being like, oh my God, this is so nice. There's no homeless people around. Like, why can't it be like this all the time? Oh, yeah. I just wish that we had the SWAT team dudes just patrolling at all hours.
I would love Sao Paulo, man, where they do that. But the SWAT team guys, they come out of the back of trucks and then they'll like mow down the homeless people.
Mm. You know? Yeah. So some people like that. They think that's good, apparently. Yeah. So I guess it takes all kinds. Some people like that stuff. Some people don't.
I hope I don't get mowed down by this.
I don't want to get mowed. But that's the thing. It's like when people are like, oh, I love the cops. And it's like, well, aren't you like, you're not safe from them. There's like no reason that they won't mow you down. Right. If they do, there's no repercussions for them. So
yeah, but also the cops aren't safe from them either. Like it goes to show just these people, both the cops and like right-wing people are just, they hold zero belief system. Truly,
yeah.
Their facade is just that they're right wing and that they like all the same things, but they do not believe in anything that anybody says. They will quickly turn on the police.
Yeah,
you know, very quickly.
Right. Yeah. They like they love the cops, but they hate them at the same time. Yeah. There's no coherence to it.
Yeah, well,
like they're like beating the cops down at you know, outside of the.
Will be a cop
January 6th or whatever.
But Randy's a cop. My cousin Randy's a cop. You know. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Randy,
big time cop down there.
Big time. Oh yeah, he's got the car. He's driving around.
Which district?
The beat cop.
Scared of him. Get nervous.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Get worried.
I don't understand how anyone could not be nervous or just like inherently terrified of a cop. But
a dumb meathead with a gun is wandering around with a license to do whatever they want.
Yeah, a loaded weapon and the literal license to kill. Like they can kill and it's no repercussions.
Yep. It's like that Doors song, Break On Through the Other Side.
It is a lot like
that. That song is about. It's about being a cop. Being a good cop.
Being a cool cop. Not good, but cool.
You know, the night divides a day. Being a cool cop. Not good, yeah, cool.
Yeah. You get to like do whatever you want. That is quite cool.
That is quite cool. God damn. I'm going to have good dreams.
Maybe I want to be a cop.
Good dreams tonight, yeah.
They have like signs. They have signs like at BART stations, and it's like starting salary at, you know, $180,000 a year. So,
wow,
it's not a bad gig.
Yeah.
Just like stomp around, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like skinheads. This is the same kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, no, there's good skinheads. They're nice. They're you know, they're not the Nazi ones. They're the other kind. And like, yeah, I'm still scared of those ones too. Those
you don't make 180K as a skinhead.
I don't get punched around. I don't want to. You know what I mean? Yeah. How much do skinheads make?
How much? What's the salary? What average salary.
What's I'm gonna Google that. Salary. What do skinheads get paid?
Google. I'm gonna go to Glassdoor. See what the salary skinhead. Average for
skinhead place. Where do they go? Who pays them? Who's their boss? Who's your boss? Skinheads.
They work at Salesforce.
No, I'm gonna have probably.
On that note, should we say goodbye?
That's it. Love you guys.
Time for nightmares.
See you next week.
Yep. See you soon.